Last week, someone asked me when I was going to get married, and I was so shocked. Like, you're not asking me when I'm going to get a job, because that's the question I expect for people now that I'm done with school, like my bachelor's degree, my BL. I thought that people would be asking me when I'm going to get a job and every other thing relating to adulting. And the person just asked me that I was going to get married. Today's episode, I promise, is going to be interesting because I'm going to be talking about adulting and I'm going to be reviewing one of my favorite drama, K-dramas of the year. Stay tuned. So, like I said earlier, someone asked me when I was going to get married, and I was shocked that that's what you're asking me. Maybe because, like, I grew up with my other siblings, which are boys, and they never really pressed them for marriage at my age. When they were like my age, they were just talking about get a job, and like get a job, and that was all. No one pressed them for marriage. Like, now I'm just hearing marriage talk. If anybody comes to visit my parents, they will just say, "When we're expecting wedding bells, or we're expecting this." And the funny thing is that I don't see myself getting married. Like, I've never seen myself getting married. The idea of marriage has always been, I don't know, is it weird? I won't use the word weird. It just felt like, I don't know. I've never been convinced on why I should get married. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not against marriage. I'm not against the institution of marriage. I've seen so many people marry and they're happy. And I've also seen so many people married and they are so unhappy. Needless to say, I have never, like, been appealed to the idea of, like, I'm going to stay with somebody for the rest of my life. Like, I don't know why. I've never seen myself getting married. I don't know. Like, I've never been convinced that why I should get married. Maybe that's the thing. I've not been convinced on why I should get married. Another thing is that I just felt like, why are you hounding me over marriage? I want to do other things in my life. Like, I want to go out, I want to tour the world, I want to see how the world looks like. I want to go to school, I want to get my master's. I don't want to. And coming from Nigeria, I know marriage is one of the major things that hold women back. Like, once they get married, they can't do some certain things. They are so restricted because the husband, in quotes, don't help out around the house. Most time, if they do, maybe, I don't know. But in Nigeria is a patriarchal, they have a patriarchal system. Most times, men don't help out in the house. They just pay the school fees, like the mother takes care of children, cook, cleans, like anything household chores. Like, it's always within the forte of the mother or the wife. And it's not something that, like, I felt like I was going to do in my life. I'm not against people cooking or cleaning for, like, in their house and everything. But when I see marriage, I see it as a partnership. And if I can't get that partnership, I don't want it. Do you understand? So it's sad that after I finish school, next thing you're telling me is to, like, go and get married. Why not get a good job? Why not, like, go on adventures? Enjoy your life. Like, I just realized that all my life I've been in school, and it's not just any school. I've been in a closed, tight-knit environment where I was not able to, like, be exposed. I went to a boarding school. The uni I went to was more like a boarding school because we're not allowed to go out unless with permission. When I went to law school, it was not really restricted, but it was still restricted in some way because there were certain times we needed to take exit. So all my life I felt like I was restricted. I never had opportunity like mixed with people, like know what I actually want from life. Like, don't get me wrong, I know I want to be this, I know I want to be this, but I've not had the opportunity of meeting like a wider group of people to knowing like people's behavioral like patterns and everything. So marriage has never like appealed to me. The concept of marriage has never appealed to me, and it just hits me that I'm adulting, and these kind of questions I'll start getting from now on, and I can't avoid it. Marriage, especially as a woman, I'll keep getting it. And it's like, I'm not sad because I know I'll keep getting it, but it's just so pathetic how the society works. Like, once you're done with school as a girl, the next thing for you is marriage. Like, there are people that, there are women that genuinely want to marry at a young age, 22 23 24 25. Yeah, there are people, women that genuinely want to do that. As for me, it's not something that I want to do. I don't want to spend my 20s with somebody. I want to enjoy my 20s. Like, I want to go on adventures. I know someone will say, you might find someone that you go on adventures with, like you frolic around and do certain things, like, but I don't know, I just don't want to do that, be married to someone, if you get me. So it's, I don't know, I feel like I'll keep getting this question because I'm adulting. I'll keep getting people not minding their business, always putting their nose in my business, always saying, when are you going to get married? Is your wedding, will be expecting soon? Especially when you go for like the wedding of a king, they'll say, we're waiting for your wedding, like something like that. Like, especially in Nigeria, oh my god, you get tired of hearing that. Especially when you're done with school, like only few times they ask you, what are you doing now? Are you looking for a job? Like, only few times. Especially like the baby boomers generation, they don't have anything to tell you as a woman except marry, because that's your sole purpose on it. And it takes me back to this Chimamanda's quotes, I don't know how to, I'm paraphrasing, where she said women are thought to aspire to get married. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that marriage is a bad thing. I'm just saying that there are women that don't want this with life. Like, maybe in the nearest future, maybe I might change my mind, maybe I might get married, maybe I might settle down, but for now, that's not what I want to do in my life. I want to have choice. That's one thing I want to have choice. I don't want to do things because society expects me to do it. That's one thing like I try to do with my life. I don't want to be bending to the societal expectations. Like, it can be so suffocating when you are trying to like, this is what society expects me to do, like finish school, I get married, I may not even get a job, as far as my husband is working and earning cool cash, I can be able to survive and I'll stay with this man for the rest of my life, blah blah blah. And it takes me back to during internship where I witnessed a lot of divorce proceedings, and I realized that most of these couples that got divorced, they didn't love each other, they just married because, my biological clock is ticking and as a man I need to settle down and have kids. And the man, after he finished having kids, started cheating, and the wife was just staying at home frustrated. Or the wife just realized that she does not love this man, she just married him because she needs like a financial, like, she needs financial stability, that's why she married this man. And it's so sad. Like, instead of society teaching women to aspire to marry, why not you teach them like how to be empower women? Because I remember in my uni days, like, I hated going for all those, like, yeah, My school was a Christian university, so I hated going for all those sisters fellowship, because most times they hold sisters fellowship, they hold brothers fellowship, and when you see the topic of brothers fellowship, you'll be amazed. You'll be like, oh my god, it'll be like, you'll be empowering business mindset, all those, like, that would be the topic for boys, then for girls, how to be a homemaker, blah blah blah. It's just so anything surrounding the home. I'm not saying we should not be homemakers, but why don't you teach the men how to be homemakers too? Why must it be a gender thing? Do you understand? Why must it be a gender thing? Why can't we teach both men and women how to be homemakers? I feel like once we start erasing gender ideology, gender constructs from our relationship, I think the society will move ahead slowly. Because at the end of it all, everything involving the man and woman is just biology. Like, it's biology, strength. The man has strength. The woman can give birth. Everything is just biology. But things like cleaning the house does not have to do with gender. Like, I hate hearing when they say, women are more attentive, women are more emotional. What? Like, that's one of the most bullshit things I've had in my life. But I'm derailing from the point. My point is that we always, like, society always focuses on teaching women anything relating to home, home this, home that, how to be good wives, how to be good mothers. Like, it's so sad and sickening. It makes me sick, like, when I watch all those, like, videos, when I go for all those programs, and like, this is what you are teaching me. I want to be empowered. I want to know how to do things on my own. I want to know how not to depend on a man in certain situations. And you're not teaching me that. You want me to get married and have kids and have home. Like, what if I don't want that? What if that's what I don't want? And the person told me that if I don't do that, when I turn 55, I'll start regretting. I will start like becoming sad when I get married at a young age. Like, I feel like everything you do in life has consequences. That's one thing I realized, that anything you do have consequences. If I don't get married early, I might face the consequences of my actions. And if I get married early, I might also face the consequences of my actions. I might say, oh, I wish I did not get married early. I wish I had fun when my mates were having fun. Do you understand? I feel like there's no right way concerning these things. So, like, gaslighting women into marriage, like emotionally manipulating them that, oh, they'll be bitter at the age of 55, like they'll be bitter at the age of 30 when they're not married, when they see their mates married with children, blah blah blah. Some will say, you have fibroid though if you don't get married, like all those things. Like, before, I was really scared. Oh, some women have fibroid. I have to get married. I have to get married quickly. And you find yourself settling for one mediocre ass person that does not even have your best interest, that treats you like shit, that treats you like crap. So I just feel like as women, we should like learn to put ourselves first. We should know that we are depressed, and society should like back off from our matter. Like, they should like leave us alone. Allow us to choose. Allow us the benefits of choose. Give us the benefit of choosing what you want in life. Some people want to get married. Some women want to have kids. Some women want to work. Some women don't want kids. Some women can't have children. It's all a matter of choice. Like, all women are saying is that they want choice. That's what feminism is all about. Choice. Like, we want to make our own choices. We don't want you to make the choice for us as society. Do you understand? So, I just feel like adulting in general, like, is weird for, like, both genders. Like, as a man, when you're in your 20s, they will tell you to go and work, look for a job. Like, the pressure on you to get a job is so high. Like, what are you doing if you don't have a job? You're a loser. And as a woman, if you are not married at a certain age, you're also a loser. And it's so sad. Like, leave people alone. That's what I'm saying. Stop putting your mouth in everybody's business. Stop pocknosing. It's just so irritating at this point. I feel like society needs to grow up and needs to change. We're in 2024. We should do better. We should stop pocknosing in people's business. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so I also said I'm going to be talking about Queen of Tears. I just finished one of my favorite K-dramas of the year. The name is Queen of Tears. It's on Netflix if you haven't watched it. It's on Netflix and it's very interesting. So I've come across a lot of videos on TikTok, on Instagram, how person is best K-drama of the year, and it's one of my favorite K-dramas, but I won't say it's my best K-drama of the year, because even as like there was no wide media coverage for Captivating the King, it was a historical drama, Captivating the King, I love that drama so much. I love the smartness of the king. I love the drama so much. I don't spoil it for you, but I love that drama so much. So Captivating the King, I don't know why I loved it over, like, if you bring Queen of Tears and Captivating the King, I'll still pick Queen of Tears. My problem with Queen of Tears was that, I don't know, first of all, they called it a rom-com, and we're crying, literally crying every month, every week episode. Like, we cried for 16 whole episodes. We were crying up to episode 16, we're crying. It was more of like a sad movie, sad rom-com. They should call it a sad rom-com. We're crying, and I feel like the villains of the show took their time to deal with the family. I just took two episodes for the family to like, not even two, one episode for the family to like get back at the villains, of which to me they didn't even do anything. So it was also, oh, the villain died and that's all. Like, what kind of death? Like, I could never explain. I had so much problem with it. I don't know, maybe some people will not have. And I felt like, I don't know, I felt like it was each episode was unnecessarily too long. They would have been able to do without a lot of things. And but again, it was one of my favorite dramas for the year, but I won't call it my best K-drama for the year, because like I said, I love Captivating the King. I love when a drama like has no loose ends, like there's no plot holes. I love something like that. And I don't know, Queen of Tears had some plot holes that were not covered for me. I don't know how to explain it. I did not just feel fulfilled when I was done with Queen of Tears. So currently I'm watching Lovely Runner. It's about a K-pop fan who went back in time to save her, a K-pop idol who saved her. I don't know, Shara, but I don't spoil it for you, but this can be my favorite drama for the year, my best K-drama for the year. If they don't drop the ball on it, it's going to be one of my best K-drama, if not my best K-drama for the year. It can overpower Captivating the King the way it's going, because I don't know, I just love it. The characters have such amazing chemistry. The storyline is so good, and they are like able to like engage the watchers. Like, okay, I'm engaged, because at the time when I was watching Queen of Tears, I was like, okay, I'm bored, what next? Like, and it's so sad because I feel like I'm the only one complaining. Everybody loved Queen of Tears, and I'm not saying I did not love. I loved Queen of Tears. I loved it. Kim So Yoon is an amazing actor. Kim Ji Won, amazing actor. Everybody brought their A game to the show. I just felt like it was unnecessarily long and there were plot holes. That was my problem. And we cried too much. Like, we're not expecting to cry this much for a rom-com. It was not rom-commy. Do you understand? If you call it rom-com, make it rom-commy. Make us laugh. Like, we're crying every day. We're crying. It's so sad. It's so sad. The thing about Queen of Tears is that I was anticipating for the next episode. Whenever I'm done with an episode, I'm like, God, where can I watch an episode? I will set an alarm on my phone to like download the next episode. Like, it was that good. But I just felt like I rate it 8 over 10, not 10 over 10 like everybody's rating it. I just felt like there was more that would have been done with the storyline. But all in all, Queen of Tears was a good movie, and I'm so happy I'm done with it, and I'm on to Lovely Runner. So if you've not started watching Lovely Runner, you should go and watch it. I promise it's very, very interesting. That's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to Jemima Views. Bye. Thank you for listening to Jemima Views. Make sure you tune in next week for another special episode. Bye.